Second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. In the background, we're listening to the great Yessler Rosenblatt, Shira Malos. Well, how have you been? I have to tell you, I'm very, very, very excited. Very excited. You know, people are always bemoaning what's happening to Chazanis, it's disappearing and so forth. Well, I had two incidents that occurred this past weekend that really turned me on. First, Saturday night at Park East, I was at the concert there with Helfgott and the cousin from Paris and the choir and so forth. And sitting in the row behind me were, I think it was 8 young men, yeshiva boys, good-looking guys. I guess they were maybe 15, 16 years old, maybe 17, I'm not quite sure. They're at Yeshiva in Edison, New Jersey. And they were eating up the chazanis. They loved it. And I had a conversation with a couple of the guys, and I'm going to try and do a presentation at the yeshiva. I'm going to be working on that. And it was just exciting to see young guys very, very into it. But then on Sunday, I went to a home where a little over 24, again, young men were gathering. This was a group that's headed by Rabbi Yeruchim Goldwasser. And they were so into Chazanis, I was just excited. I gave my Yessler Rosenblatt presentation, and I probably could have gone on for a couple of hours, but I had to run to the Beth El dinner afterwards, so I couldn't stay more than the 3 hours that I was there. And these kids, I don't want to call it, these young men, they so appreciated the music and here and discussing Chazanis. So I'm very excited, and it only proves to me that it's a question of exposure. Now, I approached probably 40 yeshivas and Hebrew day schools to do my Yessler Rosenblatt presentation last year, and not one of them accepted my offer. I could come for a class, it could be some after school club or whatever. Zero interest in Chazanis. And as we see, and as I've come to learn, it's something that you need to be exposed to. It. You have to have an education. It just doesn't come out of the air. You know my story. I was 41 years old when I discovered Chazanis, so I know from my own experience that even though I wasn't raised with it, and I didn't have that wonderful start that many of you have, that it's something that can touch your soul, and you can be turned on. And I just have to tell you, I even feel more dedicated, if you will, to continuing on this mission I have of trying to keep Chazonus, not just trying to keep it alive, but to have it thrive. I know it's never going to be universally accepted, but there's certainly room out there for converts, and it's just a question of going after it. Okay. Oh, by the way, yes, the Salon series. I decided to try this Salon series. You know, I formed the Cantorial Society, a 501c3 organization, to help promote and preserve Chazonus. And the first project is a series of salons. The first one is January 14th with Yaakov Motzen. It'll be in Manhattan, and it'll be in the evening, Motzi Shabbos. And I will give you more information about the location and the costs. But if you want to participate, you're going to have to get in touch with me, because I've already sold 30 seats. And it'll only serve 90 to 100. So there's another 60 or 70 seats that are available, and it's going to be sold out. It's just going to be sold out. So if you are interested in learning more about this, just get in touch with me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com, or cantorialsociety@aol.com. Yeah, I think I should start using that. cantorialsociety@aol.com, and I'll give you more of the information. Again, it's going to be sold out. I know that. I haven't been publicizing it that much, and many of you have responded so far. And okay. And by the way, if this Salon series works, because I have three planned, it's something that I'll continue to do every month, and it's something very, very exciting. Okay, enough of this. Let's get right to the Chazonus. We haven't heard from Simon Cohen for a while, a wonderful Chazon from Israel. We'll begin with Mim Komcha. This is Simon Cohen.
Mima
Okay, we're listening to Simon Cohn from Israel. He will next be chanting Shomea Vatismach Tzion. This is a Sobel composition, Mordechai Sobel. I should say an arrangement by Sobel.
May all and none.
Well, we're listening to Simon Cohen, one of the finer Chazanim around. And how do you like that falsetto? Unsurpassed. I don't know any other Chazan around that can have such a pure falsetto. Great voice also. Good guy, Simon. Enjoying this. Let's hear Rosenblatt's Uvnucho Yomar. This is Simon Cohen.
Oh, Shiver.
Selection. Those of you who listen to my show over the years, you know that one of my favorite pieces, it's really a showpiece. I don't know. Yeah, it's Chazanis, but it's rare for a Chazan to pull it off. It's the Rosenblatt Ad Haenah, and occasionally, you know, I'll play for first it'll be Yasala, then Moshe Kuzovitsky, then Moshe Stern, and then Shamir Helfgott. To hear how these four wonderful voices handle that particular selection, Rosenblatt's Ad Haenah. There is another version of Ad Haenah, which is by Himmelstein, which is a very, very fine composition. Let's hear Simon Cohn with Himmelstein's Ad Haenah coming right up.
Hold it. Vollkommen von Necho, die Stachave. The whole babble, the rauch, the whole kerb of light is a marolisha mecho. Cadavara shekosu. That's my sight, Tomarno. Call that my sight, Tomarno. Hashem, Micha, Macha. Matzil, Honi, Mechosok, Mimeno, Yani, Vievion, Mikosla.
You could tell that was from a live a performance. It's always interesting. Always interesting. Okay, haven't heard from Kop of Kagan for quite a while. This is Ben Sion, Kop of Kagan. He was born in 1899. He died in 1953, relatively young age. Yeah. He served his apprenticeship as a boy alto and then became a traveling cantor. In 1925, he was appointed to a Rosnov Don congregation. I guess that's in the Ukraine. Soon afterwards, there was a vacancy at the famous Great Synagogue of Odessa, then one of the most distinguished in Russia, where the notable Pinchas Minkowski had served for over 30 years. Kop of Kagan was chosen from among 42 applicants. After several years, he immigrated to the United States to officiate at the Ocean Parkway Jewish Center in Brooklyn. He then moved on to the Concourse Center of Israel in the Bronx, and for a time was president of the Jewish Ministers Cantors Association. Okay, we'll hear a few classics of Ben Sion, Kop of Kagan. The first will be Birkat Kohanim. Okay, Ben Sion, Kop of Kagan.
cherche comme je mourrai que quand toi je
with Birka Kohanim. We'll hear him again with Hashki Veinu.
So, oh my God.
Israel, via.
I don't know if many remember, about 20 years ago, I did a I guess it was a 2 hour, was it 2 hours of, maybe it was 1 hour of 12 or so versions of the Kiddush. And of course, there's so many wonderful versions of the Kiddush. You know, one of my favorites is the Blinda Chazim, Xorkis, and Tucker, you know. But there's no question that among the top, if not the top, is Kop of Kagan's Kiddush. So let's, I know I played it recently, but we have some new listeners, and let's hear the classic Benzion Kop of Kagan, his version of the Kiddush.
Oh!
vanno vacarta. Chi vanno vacarta. E io sono chi d'asta. Mica.
I was just having an interesting thought. Can you imagine being at a home on a Friday night and having a chazan do the kiddush 7 minutes or so? Anyway, it's wonderful. Cup of Kaga. Okay, listen, we'll go a little over. Let's hear one more of Ben-Zion. This is Sim Shalom.
Shalom.
Oh.
tua doisce.
Okay, we've been listening to Bensinen Kopf of Kagen, and this is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you enjoy these 2 hours, and there's another hour coming up. You know how to reach me. It's very simple. It's cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com, any comments or requests, and look forward. Oh, yes, don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Shalom.